Sam Edmonds has been good enough to join me for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe, available 24-7 before we head back to your calls for more Midday Matters. Welcome to you, Sam.
G'day, Pipe. Good to be with you.
Nice story. Well, not a nice story. If you're a Geelong fan, it's a horrible story. And if you're Patrick Dangerfield, it's a horrible story. But an interesting story that you broke today about Patrick Dangerfield's ankle.
Yes, he made a snap journey to Sydney yesterday, Dwayne, just to desperate
bit. Don't say snap.
Well, there is an element of snapping with that syndesmosis, but he's made an impromptu, there you go, flight to Sydney to consult a second specialist to, in an attempt, I guess, to avoid surgery on this serious ankle injury. Now, as things stand, Dwayne, we still don't have a decision to be communicated from the Cats about whether Dangerfield will go under the knife and miss between 6 to 8 weeks of football or somehow forge ahead, because this injury, it's been explained to me, is in that sort of grey area with the syndesmosis, and the Cats are wrestling, and their medical team are wrestling with just how much play, so to speak, is in the actual joint at the moment and how much pain Patrick Dangerfield will be in if he forged forward without going under the knife. I think it's fair to say the odds are in the favour of it going to an operation at the moment. We're on the eve of round six. There's still an entire second half of the season. And if you're a Geelong supporter, hopefully finals beyond that as well. But you're right, this guy's been so durable for so long. In fact, the 3 weeks he just missed due to suspension, Dwayne, since he established himself at the Crows with the longest period of football he's missed in his entire career. So first game back from suspension, and he's gone down in the third quarter at GMHBA Stadium. And scans have revealed a pretty nasty injury.
So either way, it's not good. Either he tries to play through it and he's at 80% capacity because it's an issue for him all year, or he goes and gets an operation and that will mean a number of weeks out and his fitness will drop because he can't run and do his fitness work as well while he's recuperating, and that will set him back. So it's an interesting call, what the decision they'll make.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what it looks like if he does play on, like you say. I mean, he'll obviously be hobbled for a period of time, but whether the advice would be that it could come good. His recuperative powers are historically very good, or you just simply look after his long-term welfare, which Geelong are obviously mindful of, and he goes under the knife and he comes back hopefully sometime just after the bye, or not too long after Geelong's bye in round 12. But it has given them a bit of a shock, Dwayne. I mean, Paddy Dangerfield himself described it as a minor tweak after the game and he'd be right for next week. And Chris Scott, the coach, said they didn't want to sub him out because the rules obviously stipulate that means that the club think it's a 12-day injury, and they didn't think that at the time either. So it certainly caught them on the hop.
Well, didn't we get a sub for gastro? That's not a 12-day injury though, isn't it?
No, this is true, Dwayne. This is true. Don't poke the bear, please.
Right, okay. The Demons forward line, we heard from Simon Goodman earlier, so they're not going to bring in both. I presume it's going to be Wiedemann, but could I be wrong?
You could be wrong, but I don't think you will be. I think it's safe to say that off the back of a 7-goal haul in the VFL, Sam Wiedemann will come into that forward line to partner Tom McDonald and potentially even Bailey Fritz, who might yet play in this game too against Richmond, depending on how his meeting with a specialist goes for that break in his hand on Friday. So Simon Goodwin, he did make that guarantee that Ben Brown and Wiedemann wouldn't come in together. It'll be one or the other. And that Stephen May trained in the so-called A-side today, Dwayne, as well. So he's a key defender who could have missed a month of football, might only miss one game, and they're conscious of the fact they need him given the quality of the attacking duo in Richmond's forward line this week. So it is sounding like, and Simon Goodwin very bullish on him too, provided he ticks all the concussion boxes this week, it's sounding very much like Stephen May is going to be good to go.
That's interesting. Here's a bit of Simon Goodwin from earlier today.
Yeah, that'll definitely be the case. We're certainly not going to bring them both back. I'll give you that as an answer for sure. You know, the team's functioning well, and we need to be really careful that we don't adjust too much at once, and maybe we keep that chemistry going and keep the balance within our footy team really strong. So, you know, for one of those guys, it's going to be a little bit longer, you know, and we'll just continue to monitor how our team's going at AFL level. And as I said, this week's 1 week, but it can change very quickly for us as well.
It's a great position to be in for Melbourne supporters, for Simon Goodwin, who was under a lot of pressure to get this kind of season firing, and that's exactly what he's done. So it's a beautiful thing right now for Melbourne fans and Simon Goodwin. There's been a lot of texts come my way, Sam. When is the AFL going to bring out their extended fixture? We know who's playing who. We just don't know what time slots and when.
Yes, tomorrow, Dwayne, we'll get an answer. Now, you use the term extended there. I'm not sure how far extended it's going to be. Last time we only got round 7 to 8 when they released it a fortnight ago, the AFL. Hopefully we get a bit more than that, given that, knock on wood, we're going pretty well in the COVID space at the moment. So the buys are slated, obviously, for rounds 12, 13 and 14. Perhaps we get up to round 12. Maybe we get something in the buys as well. But hopefully by tomorrow, we've got some light at the end of the tunnel, or at least some concrete fixture for people to go about planning how they're going to go and watch some footy games.
And where are we at with 100% capacities at the moment, Sam?
Look, the AFL are expecting an answer in the venues as well, Marvel Stadium and the MCG, by the end of the working week. So Friday, close of business at the latest. So this is why, with ticket sales going on sale for Anzac Day yesterday and Monday as well, it's just going to come too late to get the figure that we've become accustomed to for the biggest home and away fixture of the season, that being 100,000. So it's going to take a little bit of time for ticketing to go back to normal. It's a complex process, and getting members to sit in the seat, as you would have received a lot of texts on this as well, Dwayne, that they've paid for and they're accustomed to sitting in. So this will take a couple of weeks to phase through, but hopefully we just first of all get the answer that we've been, I would say, long overdue for, and we can move forward from there with 100% capacity.
Love your work, Sam. Always good to chat to you. If anything else pops up in the next hour and a half, make sure you jump online.
Definitely will. Cheers, Pipe.
Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter for McCafe Coffee. Catch up, smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe, available 24/7.